Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Kalani and Conrad with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, a decline in the dugong population in the Gulf of Carpentaria prompts calls for more research and fishing bans. An aerial survey showed that dugong numbers in the Gulf of Carpentaria have dropped by 50% after researchers partnered with indigenous rangers to monitor the dugongs after an 18-year gap between surveys. The indigenous rangers are seeking more funding from the federal, Northern Territory, and Queensland governments to be able to conduct more regular surveys of dugongs and seagrass.
An indigenous woman who was illegally strip-searched while in custody is suing the Queensland government. She says the incident caused significant physical and psychological harm. Her legal case argues that the treatment breached her rights and amounted to an abuse of power. The case itself has raised concerns about the use of strip searches in Queensland prisons and whether existing safeguards are adequately protecting those in custody. Around 15,000 strip searches were conducted each month during varying periods across six Australian states in 2021 and 2022. The Queensland government is defending the claim, while the case is expected to examine the circumstances surrounding the search and the responsibilities of prison authorities.
In national news, an $11 million rescue package has been announced by the federal government to aid the in-home childcare sector. Earlier this year, it seemed the sector would collapse with about 1,000 vulnerable children at risk of losing care. Some criticism remains that specific operators will gain more generous support than others. In-home care is designed to support families who cannot access mainstream childcare because they live in remote areas, work nights, or care for children with complex medical needs, serious disability, or child protection concerns. To ABC News, Minister for Early Childhood Education Jess Walsh stated that in-home care was a vital service. People like Jennifer, the mum of one-year-old Cece, the program has allowed her to return to work while Cece is cared for by a qualified educator at home. The sector says the support package is monumental, but has warned big challenges remain.
The Macquarie University in Melbourne has swapped certain in-person classes with an AI chatbot, online quizzes and optional online tutorials, following many institutions in the country giving technology more teaching responsibilities. Macquarie University's bot, Virtual Peer, is part of weekly learning in two mandatory psychology courses and is programmed to ask students questions while guiding them in scenario-based exercises. Notably, the AI's activities are not mandatory and the students are only assessed on separate assignments and exams. Both subjects were originally taught in person during the first semester of this year. One student who wished to remain anonymous said they felt shortchanged after problems with their degree left them forced to enroll in the AI option. For Australian students enrolled in Commonwealth-supported places, each individual psychology subject costs $2,114 in 2026, with a total cost of a three-year undergraduate degree now exceeding $50,000. The student said, quote, "I feel like I'm teaching this robot how to take jobs away from my teachers."
In international news, dark matter has been an elusive substance that is suspected to make up 85% of the universe. For decades, it has eluded detection by scientists and has existed in purely in theory. However, today, a major breakthrough was published. Physicists at the Lux Zeppelin detector in the US uncovered a single event, which they say could be evidence of dark matter, or at least a new type of particle altogether. The team is cautiously optimistic, but results suggest that there is a 0.5% chance that the event could be explained by something else. The findings have been released to other scientists to peer review, with researchers hoping other detectors will be able to find similar events in their own data.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 27 today. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning for more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.